This is Dr. Schneer dictating a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry report on patient Samantha Pruitt. This goes to Goshen Medical Center on 5/13/25. This is Pruitt performed a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction or bronchial reactivity period. Compared to a prior study dated 2/19/25, there's been no change period, no paragraph compression, normal study. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Brian Quinn. This goes to Dr. Galfier. On 5/13/25, Mr. Quinn performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a moderate to severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEV 25/75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 2/4/25, there's been no significant change period in paragraph compression. Moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with added bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry and Veronica Buck, B-U-C-K. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 5/13/25, Mrs. Buck performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there was a moderate impairment in flow rates period. There was insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. Ratio of FEF 25/75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 2/22/24, there's been some deterioration. The paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing some progression period. Thank you.